The Qualities of the Mullah. It happened once, on a glorious day in spring, that Mullah Nasruddin invited some students to come with him to an orchard, where they could admire the flowers just beginning to burst forth after a long cold winter. Unusually, the mullah had a little money that day, and so he bought kebabs and fruit and other good things to eat and drink, and they sat and dined beneath the flowering trees like royalty on an old carpet the mullah had brought along. When they were finished, the mullah sat back against a tree, pulled his turban down over his eyes, and fell into a sleep. The students, feeling inspired by the good meal and the beauties of nature, began to talk about their teacher. "The mullah has been very generous," said one. "Yes, he is a very kind man," said another. "And wise," said a third. "He makes a visit to an orchard, a lesson in life. We are fortunate to have him as our teacher." "He is so knowledgeable," said a fourth. "I do not think there is a better teacher in the world. May God preserve him." There was a short silence. Then, from under the turban, came another voice. "Aren't you going to say anything about my modesty?"